Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Let's see.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Hey, well, I'm joined in the studio now by author of the book Irish Mammy Cooks, Orla Drumgool, who is here to talk about bread. And you've been busy.
I've been busy, of course, because I couldn't talk about bread without actually physically making it first to remind myself of the process.
Is it something that scares people, would you agree, baking bread?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think, okay, scones and brown bread people make all the time, but yeast bread is a scary thing because you watch people and they do all this folding and they do lots of kneading, or you need a machine and you don't need a machine. And it's not as amazingly perfect, perhaps, as a machine-made bread. Mm-hmm. But it's really simple, it's really easy, and there's nothing like making
bread. I would make a soda bread, not as well as my mother would make it. I'd never claim to be that good. That's always the standard that we hold ourselves to in my family. But the yeast bread, I'm not going to do that. I'm too scared. Tell me how to demystify it for me.
So this is really simple. You need a bowl, a wooden spoon, and a spatula. That's it, nothing else. And you need 3 ingredients, 4 if you include the water. Mm-hmm. So you need strong white flour. Now, it is best to make with strong white flour, but you can make it with plain flour. So I made one today and I threw in a few extra ingredients just to show that you can make it with the plain flour. It just doesn't get as soft.
This is this one I have.
That one is with
the
strong flour.
Mm-hmm.
So that one there is nice and soft. Yeah. When it goes into a plastic, unfortunately, it loses its crispness. And ideally, it should be kept in waxed paper. You know, beeswax paper is the best way to keep it crispy on the outside.
But do you have to prove that now and leave it and all this?
This is the part, I suppose. So I would make it at the weekend if I know I'm going to be at home for a few hours and I'm doing other things, because the actual process of the bread making takes 5 minutes. So you need flour, 650 grams of flour, strong white, and then you need about 10 grams, which is a pack and a half of the little fast acting dried yeast. You know,
you can get that anywhere.
Exactly. And then you also need a little bit of salt and you need water. And the water is, I tend to use boiling water and cold mixed, because you want the water to be, you know, if you hold a bowl and it's comfortingly warm on your hand.
But not hot.
So it's not, you're not going to feel it and go, oh, did it burn me? Mm-hmm. It's literally just comforting on your hand. So it's a nice warmth without being hot.
And if I used cold water now, what harm am I doing?
It's going to take forever to prove.
Okay.
So the warm is because we don't have sugar in with the yeast. So the warm water is going to help the yeast to act. And I'm not a scientist. I got an F in chemistry in my leaving cert. So I could be telling you the science wrong, but it needs warm water. It works.
So give that all a stir.
So you give it a stir with the back of your wooden spoon, not the top. Because when you
when
you use the handle of your wooden spoon, you've got a very small, a little small space that actually takes the dough. So there's not loads of dough stuck on your wooden spoon.
That drives me bananas, the sticking of the dough. That's a great little tip.
And yeast bread is very sticky. So you don't want to be throwing all of that down your sink because it'll clog your sink. You want to gather it all up and you want to put it into your recycling, your food waste bin.
So then we have it stirred. And how long do we have to leave it now?
And then you leave it in the bowl, covers with a towel, and you leave it in a sunny spot. So I made the bread yesterday and there was a beautiful sunny day in the sunroom. I sat it on the windowsill for an hour and a half. And I went about my business and that was it, an hour and a half. Came back, put a little bit of flour on my counter. You don't have to, because the previous time I made it, I forgot the flour on the counter and the dough was sticky. It still worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It was just sticky.
Just annoying though to work with.
It's annoying to work with. So you divide it in half and then you kind of flatten it out with the palm of your hand and then you kind of roll it. So you sort of flatten it into a rectangle, you roll it up and you throw it into your 2 pound loaf tin. So you make 2 loaves with the amount I've told you today.
Uh-huh.
But you make sure you have those parchment lined and you buy good quality parchment liners, because people say all the time, my bread's stuck. it's not the bread is the problem, it's those liners. They need to be kind of shiny when you get them, and when you hold them, you need to feel that they're properly okay. greased.
So rather than greasing the tin and putting the paper in and cutting it and all of that, you're just buying the liner and popping
the liners,
it in.
I just buy the £2 liners. Very handy. They're so handy. And I don't reuse those, but what I do with them is I might use those then if I'm making, let's say if I was making a soup, I'd put that liner underneath the vegetables so that it doesn't wreck the oven
okay.
tray.
So that's it then. So you just
so that's it. And then you leave it for half an hour. And when it's sitting for the half an hour, you put your
tin.
Oven on in the tin,
raw.
In the sunshine, raw. You leave it there for half an hour and you turn on your oven to 210 Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
And I rarely preheat my oven because I'm too lazy and I forget and I do things quickly. But I always preheat my oven.
That's a hot oven now for bread, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So is that 210 fan?
210 fan, yeah.
Ooh. Mm. So how long in there?
It's about 20 minutes.
That's
and
it.
You'll know when you take it out, mind your hands because it's so hot. When you take it out, lift it, just lift it gingerly out of the tin. And if you can, you know that awful thing that Instagrammers do with their nails,
this,
they do that.
Can we do it? Can we
that,
do it?
Yeah. Terribly annoying. But actually on the bread, then you know that the bread is done because it's got a nice hollow tap and that's it done. And then you can either leave it if you want it to be a bit softer, you can leave it in the tin to cool,
mm-hmm.
or you can take it out of the tin, take the paper off it and leave it sit, and then you'll have this beautiful crusty bread that you can eat in about 20 minutes.
What about wrapping it in a tea towel?
If you want it soft, you can put a tea towel on top of it.
Mm-hmm. But not if you've used fabric conditioner in your wash, because then your bread will be smelly.
Well, I don't use it. I use vinegar. That was one of my tips. I use vinegar instead of fabric conditioner. Thanks
in your
to
washing
Lord
machine?
Barra. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord Barra's
That's
tip.
The Lord Barra tip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so and that works on your bread as well.
That works on your bread.
Okay, so what is this guy I have?
So
this is more of a white soda,
can't ever
it?
Leave well enough alone. So no, I made another bread. So if you make your strong white flour bread,
yeah.
when you're putting all your ingredients together, add two extra ingredients. Add a handful of raisins and add about a teaspoon and a half to 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. Throw them in, make the bread as usual.
Oh, so this is our yeast bread.
So
it's
that's
the same
yeast
loaf.
Bread, but it's just made with flavour. So one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to caramelise onions. And then, you know, when you flatten your bread before you roll it,
mm-hmm.
put a layer of caramelised onions in and roll it up. And then you have this beautiful mm-hmm. caramelised onion in the bread. So
delicious.
You can do all sorts of
You can
of
put anything in that loaf then, really.
You can, as long as it's not kind of wet. If it's a wet thing that you put into the middle of it, it's not going to help the bread to rise.
Okay.
So
any
the,
dry thing.
Yeah, dry things, raisins. There'll be all sorts, don't worry, because I'm going to do a whole series of things I make with the bread I showed people or told people about on Clare Byrne.
Great. Looking yeah. forward to it. Brown bread then. Are we going there today?
Oh gosh, brown bread.
It's a minefield.
It's a
minefield because everybody has their own
yeah.
recipe for brown bread and nobody will ever beat their recipe. Then you have the Guinness versions and the treacle
yeah.
versions.
Yeah, and the Guinness one has treacle in it. And I have to be honest, my brown bread has treacle in it because I do think the brown bread that we love the most, tell the truth, has some sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I made a wholemeal version of that that bread today and I've left it outside for people to eat. And if it's bad, it means it'll still
be gone
be sitting
by
there
the time
this evening.
You're going to get out of here in 1 minute and it's going to be gone. I guarantee that.
But the brown, it just needs a little bit of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's not soda bread, obviously, but my brown bread has sugar in it and it has treacle in it.
So you're going to come back to us and talk to us again about bread, more bread.
I'm very happy to talk
I
about bread.
I can't wait. Orla, it's been lovely to have you with us. The book is out now. It's called Irish Mammy Cooks for all of these great recipes and lots more. Thank you so much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.